Don't sweat the small stuff. And it's all small stuff. Simple ways to keep the little things from taking over your life. The greatest discovery of my generation is that a human being can alter his life by altering his attitude. When you don't sweat the small stuff, your life won't be perfect, but you will learn to accept what life has to offer with far less resistance. When we are zeroed in on what's wrong, it implies that we are dissatisfied, discontent. As you begin to eliminate your need for perfection in all areas of your life, you'll begin to discover the perfection in life itself. Don't interrupt others or finish their sentences. The next time you do something really nice for someone else, keep it to yourself and revel in the abundant joy of giving. One of the most important questions you can ever ask yourself is, do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? Being listened to and heard is one of the greatest desires of the human heart, and those who learn to listen are the most loved and respected. A wonderful, heartfelt strategy for becoming more peaceful and loving is to practice allowing others the joy of being right. Give them the glory. Stop correcting. Patience adds a dimension of ease and acceptance to your life. It's essential for inner peace. If you want to be a more peaceful person, you must understand that being right is never more important than allowing yourself to be happy. The therapist went on to explain that if you allow yourself to be bored, even for an hour or less, and don't fight it, the feelings of boredom will be replaced with feelings of peace. And after a little practice, you'll learn to relax. The payback is tremendous. Using your back burner means allowing your mind to solve a problem while you are busy doing something else. Here in the present moment. Whether it's 10 minutes of meditation or yoga, spending a little time in nature, or locking the bathroom door and taking a 10-minute bath, quiet time to yourself is a vital part of life. Like spending time alone, it helps to balance the noise and confusion that infiltrate much of our day. Imagine the people in your life as tiny infants and as 100-year-old adults. Seek first to understand implies that you become more interested in understanding others and less in having other people understand you. When you understand where people are coming from, what they are trying to say, what's important to them, and so forth, being understood flows naturally. It falls into place with virtually no effort. When you practice this method, you'll notice that the people you communicate with will feel listened to, heard, and understood. Become a better listener. It's being content to listen to the entire thought of someone rather than waiting impatiently for your chance to respond. Slowing down your responses and becoming a better listener aids you in becoming a more peaceful person. As you wait for the people you are communicating with to finish, as you simply listen more intensely to what is being said, you'll notice that the pressure you feel is off. Everyone loves to talk to someone who truly listens to what they are saying. If you don't want to sweat the small stuff, It's critical that you choose your battles wisely. Life is a test. It is only a test. Had this been a real life, you would have been instructed where to go and what to do. The next time you have the chance to correct someone, even if their facts are a little off, resist the temptation. Instead, ask yourself, what do I really want out of this interaction? The next time you have an opportunity to brag, resist the temptation. In truth, however, criticism is nothing more than an observation by another person about us, our actions, or the way we think about something that doesn't match the vision we have of ourselves. Big deal. An incredibly useful exercise is to agree with criticism directed toward you. I'm only suggesting that there are many times when simply agreeing with criticism diffuses the situation, satisfies a person's need to express a point of view, offers you a chance to learn something about yourself by seeking a grain of truth in another position, and perhaps most important, provides you an opportunity to remain calm. See the glass as already broken, and everything else too. This is a Buddhist teaching. The essence of this teaching is that all of life is in a constant state of change. Everything has a beginning, and everything has an end. Try to maintain the perspective that in time, everything disintegrates and returns to its initial form. Play with this awareness, and you'll find yourself not only keeping your cool, but appreciating life as never before. Breathe before you speak. It involves nothing more than pausing, breathing, after the person to whom you are speaking is finished. It will bring you closer to and earn you more respect from virtually everyone you come in contact with. If you're at all like me, you'll be pleasantly amazed at the softer reactions and looks of surprise, as you let others completely finish their thought before you begin yours. When you make the conscious decision to become a less aggressive driver, you begin using your time in the car to relax. Try to see your driving not only as a way of getting you somewhere, but as a chance to breathe and to reflect. Adopt a child through the mail. There are many fine agencies to choose from, but my personal favorite is Children, Inc. out of Richmond, Virginia. 1-800-538-5381. Make a note to yourself to start thinking more about what you have than what you want. You'll find, in all cases, that if you ignore or dismiss a negative thought that fills your mind, a more peaceful feeling is only a moment away. Life keeps moving forward. The truth is, there's no better time to be happy than right now. If not now, when? Your life will always be filled with challenges. It's best to admit this to yourself and decide to be happy anyway. Larry Lachance, How to Meditate. Available in audio format. Several teachers and philosophers that I have learned from have suggested that I begin my day by asking myself the question, how can I be of service? The moral of this story provides a powerful lesson. The truth is, we don't know what's going to happen. We just think we do. Often, we make a big deal out of something. We blow up scenarios in our minds about all the terrible things that are going to happen. Most of the time, we are wrong. If we keep our cool and stay open to possibilities, we can be reasonably certain that, eventually, all will be well. Remember, maybe so, maybe not. Opening to the totality of your being is like saying to yourself, I may not be perfect, but I'm okay, just the way I am. There will be many times when you lose it, when you revert to being uptight, frustrated, stressed, and reactive. Get used to it. When you do, it's okay. Life is a process, just one thing after another. When you lose it, just start again. Say to yourself, whoops, I lost it again. Oh well, next time, I'll handle it differently. In terms of personal happiness, you cannot be peaceful while at the same time blaming others. As an experiment, notice what happens when you stop blaming others for anything and everything in your life. Most important, when you're unhappy, remind yourself that only you can make yourself happy. When you stop blaming others, you will regain your sense of personal power. The first step in recovering from over-seriousness is to admit that you have a problem. You have to want to change, to become more easygoing. You have to see that your own uptightness is largely of your own creation. It's composed of the way you have set up your life and the way you react to it. When you let go of your expectations, when you accept life as it is, you're free. To hold on is to be serious and uptight. To let go is to lighten up. Inner peace is accomplished by understanding and accepting the inevitable contradictions of life, the pain and pleasure, success and failure, joy and sorrow, births and deaths. Problems can teach us to be gracious, humble, and patient. When you're not caught up in your thinking, taking things too seriously, your feelings will be generally positive. You can think of your negative feelings in the same way you think of the warning lights on the dashboard of your car. When flashing, they let you know that it's time to ease up. Remember, life isn't an emergency unless you make it so. Eventually, everything disappears into nothingness. And if you're experiencing some type of pain or displeasure, know that this too shall pass. As long as you think more is better, you'll never be satisfied. The trick in overcoming this insidious tendency is to convince yourself that more isn't better, and that the problem doesn't lie in what you don't have, but in the longing for more. I've found that it's helpful to keep asking myself, what's really important? One of the most basic spiritual principles in many philosophies is the idea of opening your heart to what is, instead of insisting that life be a certain way. Life is precious and extraordinary. Put your attention on this fact, and little ordinary things will take on a whole new meaning. If you'd like more information, including information on seminars, audio tapes, and other materials, or if you'd like to let me know how to remember to not sweat the small stuff, please feel free to write me and send an SASE at P.O. Box 1196, Orinda, California 94563. Thank you.